flurries of fun await this winter in Indiana. Feel the rush of the Midwest's only refrigerated toboggan run. Ski down snow-covered slopes and marvel at frozen waterfalls on a winter hike. When it's time to unwind, from outdoor fun to indoor escapes, your perfect winter getaway starts in Indiana. Plan your trip today at inindiana.com/winter.
But dude averages 18 yards after catch.
We get it. When you're passionate about something, you go all in. You live entirely in that world. That's exactly how Graybar is about renewable energy projects.
He's all fourth quarter, such a sleeper.
Join our league of clean energy at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+.
Before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recaps. And after that, we're going to keep going as we recap every episode of season 2.
The Severance podcast with Ben Stiller and Adam Scott is presented by State Farm. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Listen and follow now on Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome back. Chucky's coming to you live on 106.7 The Fan and the Team 980. 910 The Fan, 105.1 FM in Richmond. We are streaming live on the free Odyssey app. You can watch us on the Monumental Sports Network, brought to you by Crop Metcalf, the official heating and cooling company of the Junkies. It's Fish, Cakes, EB, and JP. Getting geared up for the NFC Championship game. Commanders take on the Eagles. And right now, if you look at our Surfside poll of the day, Commanders fans are feeling pretty good. And why not? Beat the Eagles about a month ago. Beat them pretty good. All right, it was 36-33, but at least the offense beat them pretty good. Mm-hmm. Jaden Daniels threw 5 touchdown passes in that game. The other side's going to say, well, Jalen Hurst didn't play the whole game. Does he play defense? I don't think he plays defense.
Not. Last time I checked, he does not.
Last time I checked, Jalen Carter played in that game. Yeah. Quinyon Mitchell played in that game. Zach Bond played in that game. And Jaden Daniels had 5 touchdown passes.
Well, here's why I'd be confident. Because Jaden Daniels has gone on the road already to Tampa and Detroit and basically played pretty flawless games. Doesn't turn the ball over. Doesn't get sacked. He's only been sacked once in the 2 games.
Mm-hmm.
He's been masterful as a rookie.
So we want to hear from you right now. And what do you think happens on Sunday? 800-636-1067. The majority of people on the poll, are picking the Commanders. What do you think is going to happen? And we'll give you our picks. You know what? I didn't think they were going to beat Tampa. That was a close game. I don't think any of us really believe that they were going to beat Detroit, although some people picked Washington.
I picked them to beat both of those teams.
Mm-hmm. You're just riding high on those guys.
I'm riding the wave.
He's trying to minimize the fact that he was wrong.
That's wrong.
You think I'm getting off that wave now? I know we're not making official predictions.
I'm getting off my wave. I'll make my prediction
I'm
now.
I'm riding that wave all the way into shore.
Are we not supposed to make our official prediction right now?
Why not?
I'll make my prediction right now. I kind of think the Commanders are going to the Super Bowl. I mean,
oh boy.
The last 2 weeks I was wrong, but this week I'm just looking at an Eagles team that seems to have a lot of things not going right. Like, they're not firing on all cylinders. From even these people that'll jock the Eagles personnel and everything, they admit Eagles aren't playing that great. They don't even, the whole city doesn't even really like their head coach. Jalen Hurts is hurt. They're saying the passing game isn't good. So, like, they don't seem to be firing on all cylinders.
Passing game is efficient. It's not explosive.
Okay.
Yeah.
But I'm saying even from the Eagles side of it, Eagles insiders, they're not talking great about how that team is playing. Washington seems to be firing on all cylinders. You just played him, so I think you got confidence. The game may go differently. But I'll take Washington in a high-scoring affair, 31-24.
Listen, we should have all 8 lines locked and loaded for 2 hours. This is the biggest game of the century.
The millennium.
Millennium. This century, though.
It's the biggest game since 1991.
Same thing.
Right.
Right? This is the biggest game of this century. What are we doing here? I really believe that, you know, when Dan Quinn's whole motto of anybody, anytime, anywhere, whatever it is, they believe that 100%. They don't care about the opponent. They don't care that the dummies on the radio are picking, you know, Detroit or Tampa or Philly or whatever. They don't care. They don't care who the opponent is. They don't care how good Saquon is, or because they think they're good. And I think that they're just gonna keep riding this crest. I told you if they beat Detroit, they're going all the way.
Mm-hmm. You did say
that. I just think there's something special about this team. So I'll take the boys. I don't know, score wise. I don't know. 28-21 Skids. We're going to Super Bowl, baby.
With Jaden Daniels, all things are possible. Here's what he did to Tampa. He said, shh, quiet, Tampa fans. Then he went into the hostile environment. People said, he's not going to be able to handle this Ford Field atmosphere. This is going to be too crazy. It's going to be the lights are too bright. He silenced them, too. He's going to do the same thing this weekend. I'm betting on the better quarterback. Who's the better quarterback right now? I don't even think it's particularly close. Jaden Daniels is playing at a higher level than Jalen Hurts.
I would agree with that.
Now, you're gonna have your hands full of Saquon Barkley. But again, I said it last week. I'm betting on the better quarterback. And the better quarterback right now, in late January of 2025, wears burgundy and gold.
Hard to argue
That's
otherwise.
That's Jaden Daniels. So I'm going to pick them to continue this magical season. I have the Commanders winning on the road. Let's go 31-27.
All right, I'll be the outlier because I've been betting against them and picking against them the entire playoffs.
You have.
I hope I'm wrong again. I'm just going to just keep fading.
Stick with your brand.
But I feel like if all four of us pick Washington, they're not going to win.
Right.
So I'll pick Philadelphia just because at some point I feel like the run has to end. Hope I'm wrong. I don't know what the guys behind the glass are going to pick.
I hope you lose at least a medium amount of money.
And Hurts is banged up. I agree. I mean, they're kind of downplaying it a little bit. Who knows if he's going to look healthy or not. I think Saquon's going to get his. I'll pick Philadelphia just because they're the Eagles. They're the home team. Weather won't be a factor. I'll pick them 31-27. I do like the 6.5.
Is that the same as Cakes, just a flip-flop?
I don't know what he picked. I didn't listen.
I think he had 31-27.
I did, yes.
But I do think Washington's going to play a tight game. I think this game will be close. I think it'll come down to the last possession or two. But I will take Philadelphia. And I'll be upset. I don't want them to win.
All right, people are responding on the MGM National Harbor listener lines, 800-636-1067. It's by far the biggest game for the Commanders in 33 years. One more win and they advance to the Super Bowl. Something if we told you in March or April of 2024, you would have thought we had eaten mushrooms or something. Right. We were just out of our minds. But here we are.
All right, let's bang out these calls. This is what we've been waiting for. Let's go to Dickie in Arlington. Dickie, what's up, buddy?
How we doing, boys? How we doing?
Hello, great. Dickie.
This is the game where Jonathan Allen and De'Aaron Payne show their worth. Saquon Barkley runs 20 times for 84 yards. He's going to get his a little bit, but they're going to slow him down. Jaden's going to hit Terry deep, 27-20, Commanders.
I mean, Dickie,
we're going to the Super Bowl, EB. Turn me up, my guy. Let's go. I mean,
please don't call him De'Aaron Payne. Yeah, right. It offends
you
all of us.
It's DeRon.
It's DeRon.
Right?
It's not
you know
De'Aaron.
That, right?
Hey, I'm the guy who called last week.
Yeah, we remember. Okay, yeah,
he's not,
he's
not
the guy. He's the guy. He's
not I do remember a guy named Dickie calling.
Yeah.
Was he terrible that last week too? Let's go to. Let me see here. Let's go to Marvin in Landover. Marvin knows how to do it. What's up, buddy?
Hey, yo. Good morning, Junks. Hey, look, man. I'm being super confident this morning. Super, super, super confident. I just think that Jalen Hurts is really hurt, and I think he's a worse passer than Kenny Pickett. So I think we're going to win this game pretty handily because I don't think they can pass on us. And I just think we'll be able to shut the run down because we're going to concentrate on that. I'm going to say that we beat them 31-20. Please take the points. I'm just saying we're covering. It's to me, I just don't see that if he's not mobile, how they're going to beat us. I think the one thing we have gotten better this whole season is we've got better at pass coverage. We just keep getting better. We get a better player in Lattimore. Sam is still coming along. The chin is covering better. So I just believe that our pass defense is getting so much better That's the one thing that has gotten better. So 31-20, Commanders. Hey, yo, we're in the Super Bowl. I might even be in New Orleans. Holler at your boy.
All right, thank you.
Thank you,
Marvin. Brings up a good point. What if, so Valdez sent me a video of Jalen, everybody I'm sure around the country seeing if they're interested, of him taking snaps under center as they're sort of warming up while they let the press there. What if he is actually diminished, but he doesn't have a concussion or anything, but he's clearly diminished. Do they ride, but let's say he doesn't get worse, do they ride him out throughout if he's struggling, or would they pull him and go to Pickett just because, you know, deep down Pickett may be a better passer and maybe does give him a better shot if he's diminished?
That'd
he's
be an
a bad
insult
game.
To Jalen Hurts.
So they're going to ride him
and
out.
And actually, if you look at some of the metrics, strictly pocket passing, I saw he was like number two rated in the NFL.
Do you feel like that's true, though?
It doesn't feel that way, but it was not including when you're scrambling outside of the pocket. But inside the pocket, in some of these metrics, he was a top five quarterback.
I think
and if you just look at touchdown to interception ratio, you have to give him respect. Much like Jaden Daniels takes care of the ball, the one thing that you can say about Jalen Hurts outside of that one season is, by and large, his touchdown to interception ratio is really good. He takes care of the football.
I think you're going to have to drag Jalen Hurts off the field to get him out of this game.
Yeah,
unless he's like completely reduced and can't move at all. Like, yeah, I just don't see him coming out and acquiescing.
No, he could get re-injured.
Yeah, sure.
They hit him a few times early, right? Get re-injured, but yeah, he's not going to be pulled off the field.
I mean, he doesn't look good in what we've seen so far. All right, let's go to Gary in Upper Marlboro. Gary, what's up?
And by the way, if you did bench him, there's no coming back off that. That'd be an insult. Like, I would, I'd assume he'd want to bounce.
Him because he's hurt.
No, yeah, they're not going to bench him.
Okay. Hey, what's up?
Yeah, I think Washington has a chance because I do think he's banged up, and they are not going to pull him.
No.
Remember, Philadelphia should have won that game because Kenny Pickett played very well, and if that wide receiver doesn't drop that ball,
Devontae Smith.
Philadelphia wins. The other issue that they did lose Jalen Hurts in that game, but if you recall, they lost that safety on two personal fouls or whatever. From that point on, Washington started moving the football. Okay, before then, Philadelphia was playing pretty good. So I even though I think they have a chance to win, I think Philadelphia pulls this one out. I think that if Jalen Hurts is 80-90%, they win. If he's 50% and they keep him in the game, Washington can win this game because just like you said, if he's 50%, he's not better than Kenny Pickett. Okay, he's just not. Kenny Pickett can throw the football. So I'm going to go with Philadelphia 38-28, and a great season comes to an end, but they can have
hey,
a great
you're a party pooper. What a party pooper you are. Now, did he say he's a fan or he's just
not sure?
Are you actually a fan of the team or are you just a neutral third party guy?
I'm kind of a neutral third party guy. Yeah. I mean, I like the energy, but I'm also a realist, and you know, the fact of the matter is, this team has done a lot because of Jaden Daniels. If you take him off this team,
They're
a 6-11 team, and that's
they
just
still
the
have him. Until you know, they still have him.
I know. But you know, they've had a lot of good things happen for them over this these last several weeks. That
so you're just not a believer. Frankly, you just think this is kind of a mirage.
I think some of it is a mirage. You just don't win games the way they've been winning games. I mean, Hail Marys. You know, even back to the first Giants game when that kid, Malik Nabers, played like Jerry Rice for the first four quarters, and then he drops the ball that would have pretty much sealed the game for the Giants, and he's crying on the sideline. Same thing in the last Philadelphia game. Then you got the Chicago game. I mean, you know, Jaden Daniels is the reason why this team is – the hype around
same thing you can say about
reason
the Chiefs have won three Super Bowls is Patrick Mahomes. The reason why the Bills are good is because of Josh Allen. You can say that about all of the good teams in the NFL. Generally, if you're really good, you have a really good quarterback under center.
Right.
It's just the way it works.
All right, let's go to Lavelle, Tacoma Park. Lavelle, what's up?
Good morning, boys.
Hello, Lavelle.
You boys ever heard of Destiny? That's what we're looking at. We're going to the Super Bowl, baby. What's the last caller talking about? Oh, if they didn't have Jaden Daniels, yeah, duh. Like you guys said, if the Chiefs didn't have Mahomes, they wouldn't be as good. Like the We win on a Zane Gonzalez walk-off field goal. Ooh. It all comes full circle.
Love that.
Everything's breaking our way. What are we doing here talking about the Eagles are going to win? It's our Super Bowl year. Let's go, baby. Jaden Daniels, 24-21. Commanders win. We're going to the ship. It's going to be I never thought I'd be saying this, but here we are, late January, talking with the junkies for an NFC Championship game. Let's go, boys.
Love
We're going
it.
All the way.
Play it, Cakes.
Awesome. You know, going back to the previous caller, too, you can say, yeah, they were fortunate in some of these games. They won five in a row on the last play.
Yep.
I mean, that is really amazing. But we had Herm Edwards, former NFL coach who coached Jaden at Arizona State, and he said, look, this is what Jaden does. He's like, you don't want to give him the ball at the end of the game.
He's a closer.
He's going to go out and win it. And he's proven it time and time again in this season with these game-winning drives. Like, sure, if Devontae Smith catches the ball, you can make an argument the Eagles win that game.
But he didn't.
But he dropped it, but they still had the lead, right? Jaden still had to lead him down the field to win that game, and he did.
Yep. Game-winning touchdown pass.
Tampa game.
The Crowder.
You can say, oh, well, Baker Mayfield screwed up the snap, whatever the heck happened there. They settled for a field goal, tie game, right? But then the Commanders got the ball back. Tampa never saw the ball again. Jaden led him on a game-winning drive. It's what he does.
All right, let's go to Marcus in Brandywine. Marcus, what's up?
What's going on, guys? Hey, we got to do a better job screening these calls. Gary, I hope you stub your pinky toe in the bed frame, my guy.
That hurts.
Team like that.
I hate when that happens.
This is a season. Just like you guys said, anywhere, any place, anytime, whatever he said, I can't believe it any more than I do right now. I think we come out on top. I say 35-24, not necessarily in a blowout fashion, but I think at the end of the game, we have an opportunity while we're ahead to put the game away, and we do just that on the road. And we're going to the ship, man. Let's do it. Why not? Why
not? Love it. Thank you, Marcus. Appreciate it, buddy.
Are these guys dropping the S word?
Ship. S-H-I-P.
Ship.
Oh, the ship. Okay.
Hey, should I go to Isaac? He's calling from China. Should I do him now, like save him money on his call, or do it or whore him and make it wait until after the break?
Wait 6 minutes?
Does he have, like, free calling or something?
I don't know. Don't whore him. You can go to him now.
Go to him now? Yeah, I mean, he's calling from China, Cakes. I literally have no idea. What time is it in China? China.
It's not 9:17 over here. I'm hanging out with Gong Gong.
So it's a 13-hour difference.
No, he's lying. So you're not calling from China.
No, I am. I really am. I'm calling from China.
So
I'm
hold
calling
on.
From mainland China.
This so it's 9:17 p.m.?
Yes.
Yeah, 9:18, yeah.
All right, okay.
Yeah.
It's almost tomorrow in China.
What are you doing? What are you doing over there?
I work for the government, so posted over here for 2 years. I got here. Actually, the boys behind the glass gave me a shout-out via Cameo, thanks to my boy Kent. They sent me off a farewell when I was coming over here.
Oh, nice.
So, you know, they know what's up.
Are you single? Are you married? What's the dating scene?
I'm married. My wife. No, I'm married. I'm married. My wife here is the one whose job brought me over here. So,
Have you run into any Commanders fans in China? Are you
100%. We actually had a whole crew for the game last week.
Really?
Over at this British bar. Got up at like, 8 a.m., had the game on, and people were going nuts. It was surreal. Like,
wow.
I honestly don't know. My wife's Chinese, but can go wherever you want, just like get hammered at 8 in the morning. It's okay.
Oh, 100%. I mean, I was telling, I think it was Grab online. It's crazy because, you know, it's a completely different world in mainland China than like in Hong Kong. I heard the guy calling from Hong Kong and from Vietnam. And, you know, I feel like mainland China is another beast. I mean, as you know, you watch the news. The only thing is, like, it is legit, you know, the technology is insane. Like, well, it's everything is advanced, but it's just a different political environment. But you can go to a bar. You can, you know, they got every store you can imagine.
What's a big no-no?
So you're going to have to watch the game at 2 a.m.
Yeah. Oh, well, I'm actually going to Cambodia this weekend, so I got to watch. Yeah, I got
to
watch.
Going to Cambodia.
So I got to.
It's quite a weekend trip.
I've got to figure that out somehow.
Yeah, where are you going to watch? Where are they going to have a sports bar in Cambodia that has the Commanders game on?
I don't know. I called my boy who's hosting us, and I said, hey, you got to find a 24-hour bar for us. And he said, you know, he's on it. But, yeah, I got to represent for the donks back home, you know, Patrick O'Brien and Kent Wilson. So, you know, China here is, I think, you know, the new Commanders nation is becoming Commanders world. thanks to the NFC Championship. People are going nuts. It's a little surreal. I'm 44 years old, so I went to the parade in 1992. So it's been a long time. I can't say I'm as hardcore a fan as EB. I'm much more in the Lurch variety, but still, I'm getting caught up in it. It's hard not to.
All right. Well, at least you're getting caught up in it. All right. Do you have a prediction?
So it's a new year, 2025, and you're thinking, how am I going to make this year different? How am I going to build something for myself? But where do I start? Shopify is how you're going to make it happen, and here's how. Shopify makes it simple to create your brand, open for business, and get your first sale. The best time to start your new business is right now. Get your store up and running easily with thousands of customizable templates, no coding or design skills required. All you need to do is drag and drop. Their powerful social media tools let you connect all your channels and create shoppable posts and help you sell everywhere people scroll. What happens if you don't act now? Will you regret it? What if someone beats you to the idea? Don't kick yourself when you hear this again in a year because you didn't do anything now. With Shopify, your first sale is closer than you think. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to start selling with Shopify today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Hey guys, it's Jim Costa from Cash the Ticket. If you're planning on betting the NFL playoffs, buckle up. Betting football's hard enough as it is. We're doing the research for you. So listen to Cash the Ticket with Mike Valeni and I. We'll be dropping new episodes for every single playoff game. And that's going to be storylines leading into it, so some good football stuff, but also the betting nuggets you're looking for. Sides, totals, trends, player props, throw those in there too. Pre-game and post-game, we're going to be all over the postseason. Subscribe to Cash the Ticket on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Yeah, Skins winning 30-27. I heard the Boomer size from Ben a second ago where he said it was the opposite, but he doesn't know what he's talking about. Skins are winning 30-27.
All right, Isaac.
Thank you, buddy.
All right, thanks for calling in, man.
Enjoy Cambodia. All right, we're going to keep this going. Take more of your calls next. What are you thinking about Sunday's matchup? Washington heads to Philly. NFC Championship game. First time they've been there in 33 years. Do they win it and head to the Super Bowl? 800-636-1067.